Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 442. Top of the day to you, Steph.
442, that's a lovely number. I can't wait for 444.
That'll be nice too. Only two away. Waka waka.
Waka.
Isn't that what Fozzie Bear used to say?
I don't know. Isn't that a Shakira song?
Yeah.
Waka waka, hey, hey.
When I think of waka, I don't think of Shakira. I think of like a Muppet.
Okay.
Is there a Shakira Muppet? Because that might be where I'm getting confused.
Oh, yeah.
Always. You like Tomb Raider, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll be doing a quiz about that later. I've been watching some things. Then we should probably give some sort of watching suggestion. We'll do that later on.
Have you been watching something that you're not going to be suggesting? As in like a guilty watch or a rewatch or a not worth a suggestion watch?
Okay, so those exist, yes. And one of them is The Pit because you've already talked about it.
Yeah, but if I hadn't, you'd be suggesting it.
I'd be suggesting it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because sometimes you're like, oh, that does sound good. I will watch it. And then you're like, I'm not going to talk about it though.
I think everybody would let you because it's pretty good.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get towards the end of the second season and then tell you what I think about two whole seasons.
Because yesterday I nearly.
Yeah, you nearly gave it away.
But I stopped myself, didn't I?
That was very, that was good.
Yeah.
Because that would have been annoying.
Well, I don't know if it would have given, I don't think it would have been a massive spoiler. It would have just been a, I know this part of the storyline.
Do you remember when I just started watching Mad Men and we went to a lunch, like a friend's 100%
lunch. I remember this, yeah.
And then she was like, oh, have you gotten to the part where so-and-so dies? And I was like, I don't even know who that is yet.
Great.
But now I know.
It's burned in my brain. Wait, do you remember the movie we were watching? I just remember it was in Wall Street. I don't remember what the movie was.
Right.
We were watching with David Ayer and he slept through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 15 minutes of the movie, it's in a significantly shaped room.
Yes, I remember.
And he wakes
setting.
Up and he goes, oh, this is the bit where he dies. And we've just gone.
Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. You
Thank
just
you so much.
The whole movie. You've been asleep for it.
It's amazing. I've seen this before.
Okay. Oh, God.
Great. Thanks. Really good. Really, really good. We can't talk about any of this yet. This is all watching suggestion-y stuff. It's time to get into the
news. I nearly did it. I nearly did it again. I just get excited
funny.
About
it was
that.
Very, very funny because I was like, what's happening to it?
News.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Henry Cavill and Kevin Hart are not two people that I would ever have imagined to be in something together.
Do you know my thing about Henry Cavill?
What?
I can't ever think of him as Henry Cavill whenever anybody says his name. I think of the Fonz. Always.
Henry Winkler.
So for years, I was like, why is he Superman?
That's incredible.
And then for a while there, I had to pretend that I knew who Henry Cavill was.
But you just keep thinking of Henry Winkler.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, that's hilarious. Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. Well, they're going to be in an untitled spy action comedy for Netflix.
Untitled. Now I hope they keep that title.
Yeah, untitled. Or it's just called The Fonz and then you're going to be so confused. Why is there a spy movie about Happy Days? It's about two rival spies who cross paths in one of those like Lamar's classes. And their wives become friends. Then I think what happens is both of them have to kind of become like team up together.
Wait, are they both spies?
They're both spies. They don't know.
They don't know that each other
And then
are
I
spies.
Think they might end up knowing but have to pretend that they don't know.
Like enemy spies?
Oh, it doesn't say.
Okay.
You're asking something where there's two sentences worth of information.
Okay. I want a full plot synopsis. It's untitled. It doesn't even have a name yet.
You don't have a name. You want to know the a catch at the end. The
characters don't have names either.
Don't.
Agent one is married to pregnant lady one.
Oh, I saw this one and I thought of you because you love Lauren Graham.
Oh, yeah, I do.
She, of course, played
Lorelai Gilmore
in
The Gilmore Girls. Mm.
She's filming a movie in New York City at the moment.
Yeah.
It's about a young gay New Yorker bloke who, after the sudden death of his beloved therapist.
Interesting.
He spirals into an obsessive investigation as he becomes, I'm reading the synopsis, as he becomes convinced her death was not accidental. It's a bit of a mystery. It's a bit of a comedy. I don't know if it's going to be as funny as Only Murders in the Building, but that kind of, I think that's the vibe it's going for.
Interesting.
And they say, you ready? This New York caper is about grief, obsession, therapy, and the increasingly blurry lines between healing and spiraling.
That doesn't sound funny. Mm. They need to rewrite that.
They could get Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez. Have you seen who's in the new series?
Yeah.
Jennifer Saunders.
Of course she is.
Can't wait. Oh, so good, so good. Okay, so you're wondering why we're talking about doing a Lara Croft quiz at the end. And you're like, why would you talk about that?
Because you told me last week there's a new game.
Mm. I'm going to tell you a couple of other things now.
Nice.
So during the, what's it called, Games Fest? Oh, no, actually, I think it was in the PlayStation State of Play.
It's like the upfronts.
It is. It's like the upfronts. Yeah. How do you know about upfronts?
Don't know.
Okay, that's impressive. I have to sit through them sometimes and be, I'd be like, wow. You want the volume for that? Sorry.
I was really bored by your upfronts.
Okay. During the State of Play.
Yeah.
I saw this cool footage of a new Tomb Raider game. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait. And the dinosaur, do you remember the dinosaur?
Yeah. Is the footage really cool?
It's really cool.
I don't want to say footage. That's ridiculous.
Gameplay footage.
Graphics.
Yes. And I was like, this is a new one. And then I was like, no, it's not. It's Tomb Raider Legacy of Atlantis. It's a reimagining. So not like just a remake. It's not a reboot. It's a reimagining of the first Tomb Raider game.
What does that mean?
They have gotten the story. They've kicked out all of the actual code and they've made a new game.
But the story is the same.
The story is the same. So you still see the dinosaur.
Yeah.
You'll still go into like that Sphinx. You remember there was a Sphinx in the cave?
Yeah.
Was that one or two? It must be one.
I don't remember. That massive, massive room.
Yes, the massive room.
And like the dinosaur there. Looked tiny when it was on the other side of the room and then it would come near you and this thing is enormous.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
And you remember we kept like turning the corner back? We're like, nope, not yet.
I don't want to do it.
Nope. That's
it's
not
like
happening.
The swimming ones.
Yeah, the swimming ones in are the hard.
Tunnels. It was like, never experienced so much stress than Lara and Sonic the Hedgehog swimming underwater.
Oh, imagine if those two got together in a swimming game. I don't think we could cope.
I couldn't cope back then.
Do you remember the one, the Tomb Raider one where, I think it was the second one, where she was swimming in ice cold water?
Yeah.
And you were trying to go through caves and old boats on the bottom of the icy cold
in her shorts floor. And singlet. No, she probably had
She probably had her winter outfit on.
A wetsuit.
Wetsuit. That's it. So that game, the first one was from 1996, which tracks about right, I reckon. That probably would have been.
Feels a bit old, doesn't it? 30 years.
Well, that remember the PlayStation had its 30th anniversary, was it last year?
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I'm very excited about it. I definitely want to play it. And there's that new one as well. There's another new one, like a new one coming. And it's all, everybody, I just don't, for us, like Lara is like iconic. She's an iconic video game character.
I feel like she was where you grew up, you know, like as a kid, you played your Sonics, your California games.
Yep.
If you were Nintendo, you played your Mario.
Yeah, Mario's his elders.
And then you grew up and Santa brought you the console, the new console, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing you played was Lara because you didn't like the game that was like put on there.
It's a bit, it was a
Final
grown-up
Fantasy
game. We did have a Final Fantasy.
Something like
that. We didn't really play it though, did we?
Yeah, it was like not our thing.
Not our thing. But so, along comes Lara.
And we're like, we will play you. You jump.
Yes, please.
And you run and you've got a plat. I have a plat.
Oh, yeah, we both have plats.
You know, you see yourself in the characters.
It's just the plat, though.
Just the plat. Well, we found it really difficult with Sonic and Tails.
True. That's a good point. Oh, so I'm very excited about that. It's coming out. Oh, I have lost the date, but
it's okay.
It's got a date in 2027, so next year. They always announce games so far ahead. It's crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
All right, gosh. I mean, lucky you're in control.
Do you want to do the thing that you wanted to do before?
Yeah.
Okay, say it.
Suggestions.
I didn't even say it properly.
No, I didn't. I did that to annoy you on purpose. The watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
We have a tool, a massive tool, who lives next door, and he's just, if he's not, but if
his
stupid alarm doesn't go off every 30 seconds.
Not a house alarm.
Not a second. No, it's just a center alarm that he's put in the way of the natural breeze that comes across the valley.
In front of leaves. That move.
And he's turned it up as loudly as possible because he's a massive tool.
And it doesn't like beep, beep, beep. It has the sound of animals dying.
And it's supposed to deter animals, but it goes off all day, every day, and no animal I've seen pays attention to
He's
it.
He's literally conditioned the animals to ignore it.
Do you know what I love?
They are all Pavlov's dog. Except he's not smart enough to figure out what's
happened.
Dumb.
He's such a tool. Anyway, there's a yappy dog down the back and I'm indifferent, whatever, doesn't matter. Yeah. She doesn't bark that much, but she will bark at him. And she barked at him today and I was at the window going, you go, girlfriend.
Good job, doggy.
Such a tool.
I heard that dog bark and I was like, oh.
It was for him. He wasn't even near it. But, you know, if I was a dog, I would bark.
Yeah, I'd bite.
Oh, God, what a tool. Okay.
He also has a motorbike for no other reason than a midlife crisis.
And he's got one of those big grey utes, but he's not a tradie.
He's not a tradie.
And he power washes it for 45 minutes to an hour every Sunday. And then he's got like another loud car that I think that's the one that we just heard that he gets out once every month and then just drives it back into.
Just starts it.
Oh, and he wears 3/4 length jean shorts. So just so you know what kind of person that is.
Also, he wears with his like full length jeans T-shirts that are slightly too small for his figure.
Girth.
Tucked into the jeans.
It's nice. He's really cool. Cool dude. Just ask him.
Just ask him. He'll tell you.
He'll tell you that he's cool and all the things that are wrong with you and everybody else. Right. Can I talk about something that I think you also watched?
Yeah, go on.
Have you ever heard of an actor called Sacha Baron
Cohen?
Cohen.
I have, and I have watched his latest movie. Have you?
Mm-hmm. I certainly have.
He is very different in this movie. Like almost you forget that it's him.
He's
Do you
almost
agree?
Real, almost. I mean, he's playing a
chauvinistic
bloke. But okay, so what he is he's like the next CEO of this advertising agency, and it's called Ladies First. Sorry, the movie's called Ladies First, and he is real chauvinist, you know, slaps the kind of person that would slap a woman on the back, on the bottom, and be like, God, you're gorgeous today, love.
Yeah.
You know, that kind
sweet
of
talks thing. The 60-year-old receptionist and thinks that. That's okay.
That's really nice, yeah.
She likes that.
Likes it. Anyway, he is threatened with becoming redundant because the agency wants to have more female senior roles within the business.
Because their percentage is at zero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they just literally pick any lady's name already working in the company and
promote her,
but she's not allowed to do anything.
Mm-mm.
Whatever good idea she has, she just
is just barreled,
completely
over.
Overlooked. Played by Rosamund Pike, who I think is always awesome.
I am never shocked at how amazing she is.
Oh, she's incredible.
No, did that sentence come out right?
I'm always shocked
yeah. at how incredible she is and how different she is in everything you
and
watch.
And she was very different in this.
Really different.
He runs out of the building after he, I think, has already fired her, or she quit because
she
he
quit.
Was being a tool.
Yeah.
And he runs directly into a pole,
mm-hmm.
knocks his head, wakes up, and everything's the same but not really
mm.
because it's a woman's world when he wakes
uh-huh.
up and men are the inferior sex.
Yes. Completely flipped on its head.
So she is the boss.
Mm-hmm. The 60-year-old receptionist is actually
the big boss.
Yep. Yeah.
And he has to learn how to cope within this new world whilst he still tries to become the CEO of this company that he has absolutely
and
now no standing in because he's a man.
And his only way out of this world back into his real world is to become CEO through his own means yep. and to, you know, see the error of his ways.
Yeah. Yeah, really fun movie. It was on Netflix. I saw it and straight away, because you can see the little thumbnail must have both Sacha Baron Cohen and Rosamund
yeah.
Pike on it. Because I was like, oh, this looks interesting.
Yeah.
And I watched it straight away. I loved it. It is a good, feel-good, light, happy comedy.
It is.
But with, you know, a
yeah.
nice story.
And it's like the Freaky Fridays. And,
oh, yeah, exactly that.
Do you remember the Australian one with Claudia Cardinale? Was that Sleeping with the Enemy?
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Dating the Enemy. Yeah, Guy Pearce and Claudia Carvin. And it just has that really fun thing of, like, the world has changed completely, but changed for them. And
yes.
you're seeing how they're reacting and,
yeah,
trying to pivot. It was fun. I really enjoyed it.
It was funny when he had to go into the lingerie shop, not for a bra, but for his genitals. So funny. Yeah, a good fun movie. What else have you watched this week?
I watched another movie from 2024, so not that old. Mm. And I want to say it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Dura Number 2. It stars Nicholas.
I don't remember the name.
Oh, you reckon? I reckon you've probably seen it as it's come up.
Oh, okay.
Because it kept coming up on like the front page for
sure.
me. It's got Nicholas Holt. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, the boy, the now man, but the boy from the Boy Next Door. What was it called? The one with Hugh Grant and
yeah,
Tony
About
Collette.
A Boy.
About a Boy.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
a boy.
Yeah. It's also got Tony Collette, which is a big name.
Say, this has got
Tony Collette. Collette.
So that would have been.
Oh my gosh.
She played
his mother.
I didn't
even connect that. Yes.
Little reunion.
Get out of town.
That's cool.
Oh my gosh.
That's
Whoa.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I have a lot more respect for that now. Wow. Okay. So this has obviously, it's got some big names
mm-hmm.
in there. It has a feel to it that it's not a big name production. So I feel like maybe they spent a lot of the budget on these names.
Okay.
Not that it feels crappy or anything like that, but I'm going to put a theory out there that the quality of a movie is made in the extras.
In the extras? Did you end up watching the extras a lot in this?
Watch the extras a lot just to say like
good extras in this.
You know, are they got the little side eye of like where is Toni Collette? Is she walking near me? Shall I start acting
this
now?
This is where I'll act.
This is the bit I'm going to be seen in.
Mm.
Or am I just so good at being an extra that you don't notice me being a person being an extra? That's my theory.
And this one?
No, the extras were extraing. But, you know, I enjoy that.
Mm.
And the story is really good. It's really, really good. But it's just a little bit entertaining,
okay.
you know, to like see the side eyes. Anyway.
Are they being English or American?
They're American.
Okay.
So, yeah, good point.
Mm.
Gosh. You're throwing a lot of things at me today. Far out.
It's just incredible.
Another name to add to it is directed by Clint Eastwood.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's also written by Jonathan A. Abrams. Mm-hmm. So there are some names in there. Anyway, the synopsis. So this guy who's played by about a boy, his character's name about is Justin. Justin is about to have a baby. This wife looks like it's a really high-risk pregnancy, so there's a little bit of stress mm-hmm. happening behind the scenes, and he's called for jury duty. Yeah. And he's like, oh, just go.
Last thing I need.
I'll say to them, you know, high-risk pregnancy, I have to be by your side, blah, blah, blah. And he's not let go. He's rough. Summoned to it. And they were like, yes, we definitely, definitely
like
want
James
you.
Marsden.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so he gets called in. It looks like it's going to be kind of a longish trial. And, you know, as they're picked to be the jury, they're asked, you know, do you know, have you ever heard about this crime? Do you know any of the people? Like, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I don't know anything. But it is actually a really high profile murder trial. And as he is there and he's listening to the evidence, he starts to realize that he has information and knowledge that could sway the jury verdict and potentially convict or free a wrongfully accused man.
Oh, wrongfully. Okay.
Now, where it gets even cooler than that is he starts to realize that he himself may have been responsible for the death.
What?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't want to give anything else away in terms
intriguing.
Of circumstances and stuff because there's a lot going on there. But that is a really cool premise to suddenly go, whoa, I'm on the jury. Do I speak up?
Mm.
Or
will I go to jail?
Will I go to jail? Because
I don't want to.
I'm about to start a new life with a new family and blah, blah, blah. But this guy didn't do it.
Mm.
This guy who's accused is not a really nice guy. So does he deserve to be put away?
For being a just a yucky man.
Mm-hmm. Also, if they don't convict the yucky man, then the case is still open and they'll keep looking.
Yeah.
So
they might find you.
They might find you. So you have to sway the rest of your jury in the way that you decide.
Okay.
Good, huh?
Yeah, that's a good premise. Wow. And being American all at the same time.
Yeah, incredible. And with incredible extras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Good extras. Look, I have finished the third season of The Night Agent, which is a very high-paced series where he's an FBI night agent.
Yeah.
And the first two seasons were really good, very exciting. And this one, I'm trying to think, was it the first episode or the second episode? Something really shocking happened. You're like, no.
No way.
That didn't. No, that's.
Like almost want to rewind and do it again.
Yeah, where you're kind of like, nah, that's just a cliffhanger. They make you want to think. They're making you think that because that's what they want. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing this. Anyway, this one has a link to obviously Washington, as in the president and the president's wife.
Yeah.
And a bit of potential dodginess.
Okay.
Are they linked to it? Are they or not?
Probably.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. Season all wrapped up and now I feel it a bit of a loss, but I've got other shows I'm
in the definite cliffhanger at the end of the season.
You just know that it can continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good though. Good fun. There are a couple of stressful bits where you're like, what, after that big thing that happened at the beginning, is now this going to happen as well?
Ooh.
And there's one character who's American, was played by an English bloke. And in one scene, he's pretending to be English.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not someone pretending.
You're not pretending.
That's a proper accent.
Good on you.
Oh, The Night Agent, season 3. I think you need to be quizzed about Tomb Raider.
I think I do. Okay.
Who is playing Lara Croft in the upcoming Amazon series? I feel like I've asked this about three times.
I don't know. Someone I don't know.
S.T.
Sigrid Thornton.
Yes. So.
Oh, Sophie from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Sophie Turner.
Yes.
You know, it gets me because she's blonde.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it gets me.
She was in that really good show on, I think that, was that Netflix? It was really good.
Where she was a thief?
Yeah, and she's at work in the office and then all these people come in. Have you seen?
No, oh, no, I think I'm talking about a different one.
Oh, my God, it was so exciting. And I said to Mum, I said, you need to watch this. The first episode is amazing. And she watched it. She said, that first episode is too stressful. I can't watch the rest of it.
It's like swimming in Sonic.
Just having swimming in Sonic moments.
There's no bubbles.
Who was Sophie Turner married to?
Oh, Jonas' brother.
Which one?
Mm.
Just say it.
J. Jonas. Yeah. Because don't they all have a J name?
I think so. Joe.
Joe.
Joe Jonas. What year did the last Tomb Raider movie come out? We saw it at the movies.
2016?
Oh, 2018.
Really?
Not as long ago as you think.
Well, I mean, pretty close.
It was very close, actually. How many?
Seven.
Can I just read exactly what autocorrect has done?
Yeah.
How many Tomb Raider games
are there? Zero.
Correct. Well done.
How many Tomb Raider games are there?
Yes.
Five.
No, there are so many.
Oh.
I'm going to read them to you. There's 20. Yes, there's 20. So you've got the original Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider 2, Tomb Raider 3, The Adventures of Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, The Last Revelation. Do you remember that one? Tomb Raider Chronicles. And then in 2003, you had the Tomb Raider, The Angel of Darkness.
That's not 20.
Then there was Tomb Raider Legend in 2006, Tomb Raider Anniversary, which was another reimagining of the original Tomb Raider, then Tomb Raider Underworld in 2008. Then you had, these are the ones I really liked as well, Tomb Raider in 2013, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and then Shadow of the Tomb Raider in 2018. Mm. Then there are a few little spin-off titles, but they're games in themselves. So you've got Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, Lara Croft Relic Run, Lara Croft Go. I don't know where she's going, but and then Lara Croft Reloaded.
Yeah. You got to go and like.
She's AR. Is that what it is? AI, ARing her. Oh, God. I found her.
Like.
A lot of Tomb Raiders.
Tomb Raider Power Wash.
Yes. That's 21. Right. She's not in it, though, right? But do you see her butler?
I don't remember. Mm. You just clean her outside of her mansion and her obstacle course. It's
horrendously dirty.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, I know. Obviously got to clean it. What colour is her iconic singlet top?
Teal.
Mm. How many Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider films are there?
Two?
Yeah. Tomb Raider. Lara Croft Tomb Raider and then Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life, which is quite a long name.
Mm.
Well done.
Thanks.
That was really good.
I feel like I got 100 points.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Got 100 points. Do you want to go and play Tomb Raider or do you want to play some Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley.
Okay, all right. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.